follow the messages on screen, the living audio version of that version becomes available. This station will now see you on the
Welcome to the Casual Preppers Podcast. Here are your hosts, Cam and Kobe.
Welcome to the Casual Preppers Podcast, the only place for prepping, survival, and entertainment. We are your hosts, Cameron and Kobe, and we are ready to bring survival goodness direct to your ear holes.
I was just going to type all the notes on everything you say today.
Oh, are you? What's up, Cameron?
Nothing.
How are things?
Good.
Yeah?
We're going freaking live.
Yeah, this is the first time we've done. We're live to Facebook, we're live to Instagram, and we're live in the basement.
This is real life.
This is real life. It's happening. Yeah. What's going on today?
Well, we're going to talk about the 10 essential items.
Yeah.
Preppers all need.
Everybody.
Everybody.
Everybody
we're even going to show you.
Yeah, we're going to show you what we got. Yeah, that's what we're going to do. We have a review today.
Oh, yeah.
We got some Hunt Vault going on. Which we love.
Love me some Hunt Vault.
Yeah, I love some Hunt Vault. But first, guys, today's podcast is brought to you by TacPack, the only monthly tactical subscription box with useful professional-grade stuff inside. Get 10% off your first TacPack with code CASUALPREPPERS at TacPack.com and join the thousands of satisfied subscribers today. That's 10% off with code CASUALPREPPERS at TacPack.com.
TacPack.
Yeah, you got to get you some TacPack, guys, because they send out good stuff.
Where is our
listener
TacPack?
Reviews starts.
I don't know.
Now,
haven't had one in a while. Listener reviews. This is a good one from iTunes. This is from Big Worm 706.
Yeah,
you know this guy's got it going on.
Big Worm.
Big Worm. Big Worm. 5 stars. He says, I've not looked forward to new episodes of a program so excitingly since the days of Xena Warrior Princess. Boing. I think that's like boner. Is that what he's trying to say?
Boing.
It was boner time. Prepping advice, 5 out of 5. The info these guys give out is tighter than a nun's hoo-hoo in a pool of preparation aids on a cool winter night. They often give me solutions to problems I've never considered. They cover a wide variety of topics that covers problems that anyone could come across. Quality, 4 thumbs up. You can tell these guys do their homework when it comes to giving solutions to some of the problems being discussed. Your info is thought out like a well-organized breakfast buffet. Humor, gold star. They are always cracking me up. The voices got on my nerves in the beginning, but now I find them hilarious. Oftentimes throughout the day, I catch myself saying, aw, tuck-a-pock, in a Chinaman voice. Nobody else gets it. Overall, a perfect 16. Just go ahead and save yourself the time and hit subscribe.
I think those voices are a little bit much to swallow.
Yeah,
first.
A lot of people just can't quite figure it out. But
what are these guys doing?
What is going on?
Then you find yourself doing it naturally.
Exactly. But if you guys want to be a part of this portion of the podcast, go to iTunes, go to Facebook, go to the Kindle book on Amazon, leave us a 5-star review, and make it awesome.
Social media shout out.
I don't know. I think we may have already shouted this dude out, but he's always on all our Instagram lives, and he's probably over there right now saying something. But JerryBear 65555555 and on Instagram, we're just giving you a shout out because you're always hanging out, and we appreciate you guys that are always getting on, right, Cameron?
It's friggin' awesome.
It's friggin' awesome.
It's a mad, mad world.
I'm gonna allow you to go first.
You're ripping through these,
dude, man. We're just flying at a frenetic pace.
It's gonna be done in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
So, drug shortages. I wanted to read this little article. I'm going to read the whole thing.
All right. You're going
to
take about 10 minutes and we'll, yeah. What we got?
So, this, I get notifications on like Medscape and all, you know, current events in medicine.
Medscape Navigator?
Yes.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. So, currently there is kind of a drug shortage crisis in the United States. You may not know because you don't do drugs. I don't know. But,
like what type of drugs?
Just medical drugs.
Oh, you're not saying like heroin?
No.
Or
well,
this is.
I mean, one of them is morphine and painkillers.
All right.
But currently, the U.S. is short on 182 drugs and medical supplies, which doesn't sound like a lot, but IV bags, injectable morphine, powerful painkillers, anesthetics, antibiotics, electrolytes.
Those are all things you need.
Cancer drugs. Yeah. IV bags, they did have a big issue with that for quite a while. Emergency medicine, we usually see always like the shortages affect the emergency medicine the most, like
oh, really?
Stuff that's injectable. Yeah. So sterile injectables. Anyways, this problem was because of the hurricane that hit Puerto Rico.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because they had to send so much over there?
There's a lot developed in Puerto Rico.
Really?
That sounds American. yeah. Why don't we have them make it?
Yeah.
And we'll ship it up here.
All those brown people on the island.
I'm Let sure that it. Was what they were like. A hurricane hit Puerto Rico. Word about the drugs. Who cares about all the people? The one thing about that it said with the effect is that there are seven like major companies that make sterile injectables. If one of them's effective, it causes like this massive shortage in the whole system. And a lot of times those companies will, you know, they want to push the drug that's going to give them the most money.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
So they're just going to cut down on these essentials. So anyways, the reason I wanted to mention this is that, you know, 2018 and a lot of people are on drugs.
Yeah.
And the shortage, this happens. There's little shortages here and there. But like a massive storm or a massive event, mm-hmm. and the shortages are just going to come on like super fast.
Yeah, it's not going to take long.
And, you know, those common things like Atenolol, like all those like real common beta blockers, like Atenolol is still like unavailable.
Really?
And it's like such a common beta blocker for blood pressure.
Wow.
So people had to switch over to new drugs and stuff like that. So it doesn't take, anyways, I wanted to put on here that it just doesn't take very much to be short on like some of the common stuff, and that's going to immediately be affected by a major crisis.
That just tells you, you got to figure out, you have to have a backup plan if you're on like, you know, a med that's you're taking all the time.
Right.
Like, you got to figure it out.
Yeah.
Because,
and where the first place to really experience those shortages is emergency medicine. Mm-hmm. So a major catastrophe, they're going to run out fastest.
Yeah.
And it's like, well,
no IV bags.
We can hook up this hose to the drinking fountain and put it in you.
Yeah.
So, anyways, it's always going and it's going to happen. It's going to be bad.
No doubt. That's
scary. Store your drugs.
So, I read an article the other day, and it said the headline was, "A child in Idaho has contracted the first local case of bubonic plague in nearly 30 years."
That's freaking insane.
Yeah. Does that not scare you a little bit?
Yeah.
Right?
So, Idaho's not far.
No, it's just right here, man. They got all our taters.
I've been testing everybody today for bubonic plague.
Have you? You're just like, hey, you got a cold? No, I might
Let me swab that lesion.
Might be the black plague. We don't know. So it says, a child in Elmore County, Idaho, is in recovery after contracting an infection of
What was the town?
Elmore County. Elmore County.
They said Ilmore. I'm like, Ilmore. Oh, what a coincidence.
Yeah, exactly. The Yersinia pestis bacteria, apparently that's the black plague or whatever. So anyways, that's just, I mean, I don't want to talk about any more than that other than, you know, stuff can go
Idaho's gross. Don't go to
Idaho. Don't eat taters for a little bit because you don't know what's going to happen. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that's scary though. Those like old diseases and stuff, they could pop back up. You don't know.
I know. And some are treatable and some are like new superbug type, you know, don't get treated.
Might just change just a little bit. Like the black and blue
superpower.
Yeah.
Marvel. You can have a movie on them soon.
I'll guarantee it. It's already in the works.
Yep.
So that's what I got.
Cool.
So today we're talking about, you know, 10 items, you know, that every prepper needs to have at some point. So like if you're starting out your gear list, these 10 need to be on the list in like some way, shape,
right
or form.
Now.
Like right now.
Get a pen and paper.
Get out your pen and paper and start writing this stuff down because it's very important.
Maybe voice to text. I don't know.
Yeah.
Whichever you want, but
sometimes
write these down.
That could be a little iffy. You know what I mean? The voice to text. You don't know what it's going to say.
You don't.
You got to be careful. So we're going to start with number one. And the one of the most important things, this isn't really necessarily an order of importance, but these are just a list of those 10 items. A knife, and not just a knife, probably several knives and several different types of knives, Cameron.
Right.
Don't just think you got one knife and you're like, oh, I'm good. Bring on apocalypse.
Knife.
Yeah.
That's not a knife.
Yeah, exactly.
This is a knife.
And so there's several different types that I think everybody should have. And the first one is an auto emergency knife. Do you have one of those, Cameron?
We probably do.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. So basically what it is, it's a knife. You know, most of you probably know what it is. But it has like a seatbelt cutter on it. Has a glass breaker.
You have one?
I do.
Get it.
Right here. This is the StatGear auto emergency knife. It's like $40.
It's automated?
Actually, Yeah, it has an
opener.
Yeah, and just open garage, please.
It's supposed to be automated.
Yeah, no, it does have like a little flip thing around it. Yep. So it's got a knife.
It's
also
light.
Yeah,
it's mostly
pretty light.
Really bulky.
I keep it like on my visor in the car.
I don't know if y'all see that.
Can y'all see it? It's right there. It also has a glass breaker on the back, as you can see. Glass breaker. And then it has a seatbelt cutter. So if you get trapped in your vehicle underwater or just trapped upside down, you can't get out, that will be in reach and help you survive.
Where's the seatbelt cutter?
If it was up your butt, you'd know. I think it's just the knife itself because it flips out.
I was going to say, because some of them have that.
Some of them do have a seatbelt cutter on the back.
Well, this isn't handy. What if you're underwater?
You just got to hit the button and it comes up.
Yeah.
Doesn't it flip out automatically on that one? I can't remember. Yeah, on the back. See? On the back. On the back. Give it to me.
I don't know.
Like that. See? There's your seatbelt cutter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so.
Cool. All right.
Auto emergency knife. Everybody get one of those. The next one is an EDC knife. We talk about this all the time. So this is usually a smaller folding knife of some sort that you can keep in your pocket or that you can keep in your EDC bag. But, you know, this can vary. There's so many different styles of EDC knives you can take. And like
billions.
I would
have at least 20.
Yeah.
I usually.
I kind of switch mine up almost every single day. I'm like, today I'm gonna carry this knife, you know?
Yeah.
And like today, what am I carrying? I got this little Gerber, you know? Something like this is perfect for an EDC folding knife. It, you know, cut things with it. Do whatever you got to do with it, you know what I mean?
That sounds like a knife.
It did sound like a knife. There's a few that I really like. I like the Nuke.
I love the Nuke, man. I use that thing all the time.
This is the Nuke knife. We got this from a battle box, I think, a while ago, but it's a fantastic EDC. It's on the bigger side for an EDC knife, but it's sweet.
I love it.
It's heavy duty.
I've been cutting sprinkler hoses with this thing.
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
cuts
awesome.
Right through them.
Right through them, huh? So, you know, basically you can do anywhere from like $10 up to several hundred dollars for EDC knives.
Nuke.
Yeah. So there's a lot of different choices.
GoPro banner.
That's a second essential item. You know, if you're a subscriber to Tac Pack, Battle Box, Survival Boxes, you're going to get these quite frequently.
A freaking knife.
Yeah, exactly. The next thing is a fixed blade knife. And this is super important, especially for something like a bug out bag, because these are kind of like survival knives usually.
Yeah.
They usually have maybe like a... 4 to 6 inch blade, something like that. A little more heavy duty. I actually keep one in my EDC bag, usually like a little Mora knife.
I have that little cub knife in there.
Oh, you have the cub knife in there. Yeah. Oh, that thing's nice. Again,
got
like
that bow drill hole in there.
Yeah. So like the Mora knife, it's more of like a bushcraft style knife, but this is kind of on the lower end of a fixed blade, but you can get one of these for like literally like sometimes $10 on Amazon. And they're fantastic knives.
They really are. Super freaking sharp.
Yeah, they're heavy duty. They're well built. What are you laughing at?
Your wife's hair I got caught in there.
Yeah. So a Mora knife is a fantastic option if you're looking for something like on the lower end of the price ranges. I really like the Mora knives. Another one of the knives I really like is the Gerber, the LMF2. This knife right here. Cam, I'll show you this one. This is a fantastic knife for like a bug out bag or something like that.
I remember this.
Super
one.
Heavy duty. Has a, you know.
It's a freaking tank.
Yeah, it's a freaking tank. Beautiful, beautiful knife. Beautiful, beautiful knife. So that's something you need to look at if you haven't got one. You need to get
this one straps to your calf or your thigh, right?
Yeah, it's your calf. Right down on your calf.
Some straps to your forearm, right?
Yeah, it really does. And then the next thing in this section, which isn't necessarily a straight up knife, but we wanted to include, is a multi tool.
Yes.
And
I love my multi tool.
Yeah, and so a multi tool is good for a lot of different things. Obviously, an EDC pack is nice to have a multi tool in. The get home bag, the bug out bags, pretty much any kind of bag you're building, need to have a.
I even have one in multi-tool. My med kit.
Oh, you have one in your. Oh,
speaking
yeah.
Speaking of which, I forgot my
med
kit.
That's perfect for like sutures and stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
If you don't have
those tools, I mean, as long as you have freaking needle driver
yeah.
and scissors, which is all in that,
uh-huh.
I mean, take you a little longer, but you're set.
Yeah. So a lot of people obviously go for the Leatherman.
Your dad took that one.
No. No, he took the SOG Q2.
Oh, he did?
The other one, yeah. Man,
that's the one that got jacked in my backpack.
This one? Oh, this I'm so pissed about it. This is one of my favorite multi-tools. This is the SOG.
I love that thing.
I don't remember the actual model of this one. But most people go for a Leatherman. You know, a Leatherman is probably the most well-known multi-tool. They're all fantastic.
I never thought a different brand would be quite as good, but this thing is awesome.
Yeah, this is a SOG.
It's got a attachment. You can use it as a screwdriver.
Yeah, and then it comes with all your different heads, right? Yeah. So a multi-tool is really, really important.
It's so smooth.
It is. It's nice and smooth. I like the mechanics of it.
Yeah.
You know?
This is sweet.
Yeah.
If you want a different one, you're anti-Leatherman.
Yeah, go with the SOG.
Your dad not a SOG.
Yeah.
I guess I should be showing this camera too.
Yeah, you got it. So that's what I have in the knife section. Number one.
It's great.
Knives.
Good job.
Yeah.
I didn't go that much into detail on my stuff. Number Sounds two, about right. A backpack. I don't know how much time we have. So just quick things on the backpack. Number one, you want to make sure that sucker's comfortable because I've used several backpacks that we've gotten for free.
Mm-hmm.
I just throw them on, throw a bunch of crap in there when we go on hikes, and I'm like, this is terrible.
Yeah.
Like, we got this one little teeny black one that I was like, oh, it's perfect. It's really small.
Is it that one? Is it like that one? Yeah, there's several.
Yeah. Yep.
I think
it
it's probably that one that was not super comfortable.
The straps are teeny tiny.
Yeah.
They just cut through your arms. So you want to make sure that backpack that you're putting all of your good stuff in is quality and it's going to last and it can support the weight and that it's, you know, not going to cook your back.
And I guess that depends on what you're using the backpack for too.
True.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So you have to determine, there's going to be different packs that'll work good for different uses, obviously.
Right. Number two, you know, durability. You want to make sure that that bag, you know, you don't know how long that thing is going to be with you and you know, what it's going to go through. You may float down a river with it.
You could.
You never. I don't know.
It's possible.
I don't know. But
I have to cross a creek.
So really, if you're gonna be putting this expensive, nice gear that you've handpicked, maybe you got all these like Kobe in your bag. I don't know.
You could.
You want it to be durable and able to withstand the elements.
Yeah.
And water resistant. I mean, either. The bag itself is keeping the contents dry, or you have like some of them have like a little pouch on the bottom. And you just flip over a rain cover.
Yep,
super important.
Super.
The other thing I really like and I really look for in all the bug out bags is an organized bag. Like I love all the individual pockets.
Yeah,
you know, ones that you know have zippers, and within those they have little individual organized pockets.
It's nice for organization, but it's also nice for you know if you're in a situation where you need to get something
fast. Yeah, exactly.
Like it makes things so much easier.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, I put that in there that like it's safer because when we did that little video on your hand being sliced, you know, I had stuff wadded into one big pocket, all my medical stuff, and I was like,
and you learned that that was bad, right?
Kobe died.
I almost bled
but
out.
But I brought him back.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, on to the backpacks that Kobe and I both got, the 3V backpack. Where is your big hog?
Oh, the 3V gear. It's right here. It's so
huge. It's a huge sucker. We've you guys have probably seen it on the videos, but it's cool. It's got this little... What is it? The Paratus? Is it the...
This is the Paratus.
Yeah. So it has this detachable, you know, secondary bag, and then you've got these side bags that can come off. It's just nice for put medical supplies in there, you know, stuff that can detach. You know, if you're going to go down, like, fishing and stuff, you can have this in there and not take your whole bag down. But super high quality, like, it's... I mean, there's way more expensive packs, but I think for what you pay, like, $75 for that bag.
See, like, you could probably get, like, a Maxpedition that's going to be better or something like that, but or, like, a 511, but they're so expensive.
They're,
like,
they're way expensive.
And you just kind of have to decide, do you want to spend more money on gear or your backpack?
Right.
And, you know, it's but, like, this is kind of, like, a middle-of-the-road option.
Yeah.
Like, that
and
we've both kind of gone with.
Being casual like we are.
Yes, we are.
We really thought this was a sweet backpack for the price, and, you know, we both have used it. I've stuffed mindful, and I feel like it's got those nice organized little areas and pockets and things.
Yeah,
so, good bag. It's a good one.
Good one.
If you're lazy and you just want it pre-filled, like we've said before, we highly recommend that Gata pack.
Yeah, which we did bring in, right? There she is. Oh,
is this a side saddler?
Yeah, this is the one arm slinger.
Yeah. So this is a 3V bag, but it's it's stocked full of like really high quality stuff. Like yeah. honestly, all that stuff in there is, it's not cheap Chinese garbage that we get, you know, from other people.
We've gotten some really crappy stuff.
We have.
Yeah.
This thing is chock full of like quality gear that's, you know, got good reviews and everything. And I mean, you could be done like that and just throw this yeah. in your car or whatever.
And it's a little bit smaller type bag. Obviously, it's kind of like a day pack type thing, but I've utilized that as
it's
kind
a
of
a great get home bag.
Yeah, I've utilized that as a base for my get home bag, and I've just been right. kind of adding and taking a few things away and adding a few things to
yeah.
kind of build that to how I want it.
Right. So that's an awesome way if you're just like, I want to get a lot of the stuff that we're gonna, you know, that we're kind of explaining. I mean, they hit on all these things.
Yeah.
Everything's in that pack.
Yeah.
But you're looking at $195 to $325 based on the package that you're getting with it. But great stuff and good bag, you know, there's tons of them out there. Just research and, you know, you want to have one that's comfortable.
You should,
you know,
grab
do
that,
some rucking.
That little EDC bag as well, because this is an option for, it looks like a little man purse, but it's great. I use it for my EDC kit, so I just keep this in my vehicle, keep it stocked up with a bunch of my EDC items, and it's just nice to have it. Like sometimes if I'm running around and I'm going to go like a quick hike or something, I just grab that out of my pack and I know I have like essential stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that bag's like, I think it's like $15
is
from
really?
Survivor Town. So, and it's been great. I've had it for like over a year and it hasn't had any issues. So
yeah.
something like that's awesome.
Yeah, it is. It's nice to have like multiple bags. I mean, mm-hmm. when we go to my parents, like, 4 hours from here, I'm throwing in, this is my get home bag.
Yeah.
This is my
yeah
bug out bag. My wife's always like, why what do you get all these backpacks for? Cause, you know, I
don't
love them.
Worry,
they're great.
Bad.
So anyway, don't go cheap. Look for something that's durable, quality, and wear it around. And if you don't like it, go buy another one.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
Don't be an idiot. Yeah. So backpacks, number two. Number three. Why are you flipping me off, man? Number three is water filter. This is, again, something that's essential for every prepper. I think everybody should have, even if you're not a prepper, you should have a water filter. Don't you think?
I'm not a prepper, but I love water filters.
I love water. It's kind of my thing, you know.
It's kind of my niche.
Yeah, I like to hang out with water filters and whatnot.
Look at this collection I got of water filters.
Every style. So obviously in an SHTF situation, water filters become like gold, like really when it comes down to it, because water is going to be your most important thing. And if you're on the move, they're really, really nice because you don't have to carry a bunch of water. You can filter as you go. You know, there's lots of different styles. There's really small personal ones. There's some bigger ones that have pumps. And then there's like the really, I think you have one of the big, like Life Straw gravity fed ones, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah. It's got a little reservoir.
Reservoir on it.
Reservoir.
Yeah. So, basically what they do is they filter out like 99% of bacteria, cysts, protozoa, all that kind of stuff. Some of them even do viruses. But in North America, you don't have to worry about viruses. Mutts is the bacteria. All right.
It's got mutts of viruses in it.
So many viruses. You see how mutts there is in there?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, this has got, like, mutts of viruses.
I'm not going to drink this. It's got too much virus in it.
How much virus is your water?
Let's compare virus. Anyways, there are some that will filter out viruses, but so there's a lot of different ones. In the smaller ones, we talk about this all the time. We prefer the Sawyer Mini.
And I think I got it right here.
I got one still in the package, actually. The Sawyer Mini, so it comes with a little little
mini filter.
Mini filter. Yeah. Well, there's the filter piece, the straw filter piece, and there's also the little collapsible water bottle bag piece that comes with it as well. So you can fill up the bag, put the thing on in, squirt it in your mouth. Don't get mutts virus in there.
That's mutts.
But those are like $20. They filter up to 100,000 gallons.
That's a ton, man.
If you're just starting out with filters.
I'm going to hook these on my sprinkler system. 100,000 gallons.
All that water's filtered on
my
lawn.
I'm going to contact Sawyer about that. If I'm going to suck some water out of a sprinkler system, do you have like an attachment?
I don't want bacteria and protozoa getting on my grass.
Will this attach onto the Rainbird 3000? Well, I do have a 3200. Maybe it'll attach on that.
Yeah. So if you're starting out, I absolutely suggest, and I think Cam does too, go with the Sawyer Mini.
Yeah.
$20, save your damn life.
Enough said.
So
that should
a lot
be their thing on there. $20. Save damn life.
Enough said. No, yeah, that's what they should do, really.
Casual preppers, 2018.
There's some other types, like the I also have like a Life Straw bottle. So this has the filter built into the actual lid, so you drink through it and it gets filtered. But you can...
Enough said.
You live...
Well, the thing I like about that, you know, is like, oh my... Can I grab it? Is the... you know, you have your little filter and everything, but if you're going to pack water,
yeah,
you know, it's like you still got to think about what you're going to put it in.
Yeah.
So this is actually nice because it's combo.
I'm actually taking that with me on Thursday. I'm going on a 30-mile hike up in the high mountains.
Kobe's going to check some gear out.
Almost 14,000 feet. So I'm going to take that, and I'm actually taking the Sawyer Mini as well so I can kind of test them both out.
It's like K2, isn't it?
It's like basically, it's like alive.
I ain't helicopter rescuing
taking
yet.
Soccer buddies with
not
me.
Enough air up there.
Yeah. So, like I said, these can range anywhere from $20 up to several hundred, depending on what type you buy. There's also types like this. This is the Survivor filter. This is a Pro LE. Cam will show you this one. It's more a pumpy type. Pump a tump. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's a pumpy tie.
Look how pumpy it is. It's all pumpy.
Well, that's one. That's quite the pumpy.
I mean, I like that Sawyer Mini, but look how pumpy that one is.
Dang. It's one of the nicest pumpies I've ever seen.
So, obviously, that you pump with it, all right?
Well, that's confusing.
Don't worry about it. You don't need to really look at it
too
much.
It looks like one of those freaking soap things my wife always brings home. Soap dispenser. I'm like,
has it got grapefruit soap in there?
Is this vanilla bean extract from Guatemala?
Cherry blossom Christmas style. Yeah, soap or whatever, you know.
Vanilla sunrise dirt. Oh, that smells good.
That's Sawyer Mini flavor.
Those things, man. Some of the names they put on there.
I know.
Rainforest drop petal leaf.
Just douched.
Oh,
just douched. That sounds nice.
I'm going to put that up there because the box is dumb.
Yeah, it's too stupid. So anyways, get yourself a water filter and stay survived.
Irrigated wound.
Just a breed wound. Rotting flesh.
Fresh open cut.
That's good. That
smells delicious.
Virusy water. Must virus.
Not much. What did you say?
Not much virus or something. I don't know what I said. Something stupid.
You're really dumb.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, it's your turn.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
I was like, you got more here.
I think I went through it all, didn't I? All
right.
Whatever.
So, ferro rods. So,
ferro.
Fire starting.
Ferro.
So, I mean, we always talk about putting a box of like the dollar Bix. You can get like 65 of them in a box, you know.
Yeah.
So, obviously, this is kind of focusing on the fire starting thing, but ferro rods in general, rain proof.
Yeah.
Oil proof.
Yeah.
Bulletproof.
Bulletproof.
They've been there from the beginning of
time.
They're
good. Yeah. Let's say that.
Yeah.
They're good.
So, The ones that there's like a billion out there. I mean, I'm not even exaggerating. I think there's probably a billion.
There probably is, yeah.
The ones that we've tried that I like is right here. I'm on damn straight.
Cam's gonna get his favorite rod.
I'm gonna start a fire right now. So, you know, I thought I was more manly and I could easily just like start a fire up. You know? You're not. And I've gotten way better.
You have. You're much
gotten
better.
Really good at
than
starting
when we started.
Them. But you should try one because starting a fire is a mother.
It really, it's so funny because you feel like you should be able to, if you have a freaking ferro rod and you have some tinder, you're like, oh, this is going to be easy.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm like shredding half of the rod apart and it's like there's massive sparks that are still burning down in there and it still won't go.
Yeah.
It's like, what the frick?
You got to learn.
And the thing is like when you're striking them a bunch, maybe I'm striking them wrong, they get really like... washboardy.
Yeah, they do, yeah.
You know, so you're like...
Or you'll get like a big divot in your middle of your rod.
They just don't work very well. So I do like this one a lot.
The Blast Match.
This one's a Blast Match. There's another one's called the Sparky. Anyway, so this one is cool because you actually... It flips shut And then when you want to use it, it pops down this ferro rod. Boing.
Boing.
And then you just push it down, and you push it down into the fire, and it...
And you push it down good.
Push it hard.
Just keep pushing.
Push it. Push it. Push it.
Push it.
And it... push it. And it, you know, it's pretty even. Like, it doesn't get all bumpy and gross.
I hate it when my ferro gets all bumpy.
But it gives you a nice, even stroke. And you get a nice, even piece of ferro.
I don't like it when you smile.
But I like these a lot because they do make it a lot easier to strike.
Mm.
The other, you know, I could show you ferro rods all day, but I'm not going to.
We can talk about ferro rods all day, but let's just move on.
We're going to move on. So probably more important than that is having good tinder. So these are a few of the ones that we like a lot.
Left.
So Ready Light Fire Puffs.
Mm.
They sound cute, and they are good. But these suckers, they burn like no other.
Yeah.
You gotta
get
how to open
it from the side there. There you go.
So, yeah, you got this little wound-up piece of cotton that's a puff, you know. Your standard puff.
Standard puff size, you know.
Smells like fuel.
Yeah.
And this actually even comes with ferro.
But it smells like fuel, but it's not the kind that where you touch it and you smell like
no.
You've been pumping gas for the last 30 minutes.
I can't smell it. Actually, it doesn't really have any smell.
No, it doesn't have much of it.
That's
smell.
One thing that's cool about this one. You're so, right. Not sneaky.
You're a liar.
Just puff. And these suckers, they burn like crazy, even when it's nice and wet.
We actually did a review video on that exact thing. If you want to go to our YouTube.
Yeah, so that's a great one.
That's a good one.
If you want another one?
Yeah, I want
crazy. This one's awesome because it's teeny tiny.
It's teeny tiny.
And it's reusable. This one's not open. So this little can slides open, and you've got that same kind of nice cottony puff in there.
Like petroleum soaked puffy puffs.
Yep. Yes.
Yes.
So you just open it, and you strike into it, and it burns, and you can just kind of hold it like a match, which is pretty sweet. I like that.
But the nice thing about that one is you can close and open the lid to get a bigger and smaller flame, and then you just close the lid all the way, and it's gone. Yeah. Because that's what's up.
It's exactly like a torch.
Happened. Yeah.
But, yeah, then you close it up, throw it in your backpack. It's usually hot and burns the hell out of your hands, but it's pretty nice.
Be careful.
I have burned my fingers with
this. We warned you. Is that the last one? You got more?
No, I got two more.
Oh, awesome.
So,
Oh, yeah, those are good.
We I think we've mentioned these like five or six times.
Maybe this is the seventh time we've talked about this.
Look, this one's half used. So, that's going to start on fire. So these little discs...
Don't breathe on them too hard. They start on fire.
But these burn like mad.
They do.
Like, they almost start on fire taking them out of the can.
Yeah, you can't breathe on them if you got hot breath. They'll start on
fire. If you're eating hot tamales and pull these out, you're going to burn.
Yeah. They're little wafers, and you just throw them. I mean, those things work well.
Yeah, these work awesome. So these are the Mini Inferno, all-weather fire. I think they're like $9, I put it on here.
Worth it.
So, yeah, that I guess I didn't say the Ready Light Fire Puffs, they're about 15 for the nice case. You can get them for, like, what is it, 9? Where did I put my stuff?
You can get, like, a big refill pack of them, too.
Yeah. So, I like the little waterproof container it comes in, plus it has the ferro rod. It's 15.
Yeah.
These Mini Inferno, they're 8 on their website, and then the Live Fire is $12. Anyway.
You can get dual packs of that Live Fire, too.
Oh, can you?
Yeah. Like,
oh, nice.
Get two.
That's probably, like, $24.
Yeah, something like that.
Add it up. We did a video review on this too. You should check out our YouTube channel. You should check out our YouTube channel.
Thank you, YouTubers.
But these, this little Smith, tinder maker.
Pack pal or something like that.
So this little cheese grater works awesome for shaving tinder.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got your ferro rod in here, and it works amazingly.
It really
good.
Does.
This thing's awesome.
So you keep you keep it on there, and then
keep it all packed up.
You shave up a stick or
pull
something.
Pull it off, and then put this on, and then you just keep shaving on a stick, fill it up,
then
dump it out.
Yep.
Strike it. Let me tell them.
This
is my part.
I'm being an asshole. I'm sorry.
Just shut your mouth. Your part's coming.
I'm sorry.
So anyway, yeah, they, so like I said, the ferro rods, you're not going to worry about them being waterproof and, you know, staying dry. And I mean, they're literally indestructible. You have tons of
they're
strikes.
They're not indestructible.
Pretty much.
Literally.
Pretty much.
Literally, you can't
mine
break
upgraded.
Them.
I've used them enough that I've been able to upgrade them.
Oh, that's nice. A lot of points.
Yeah. Mm. I put a couple perk points on the ferro rods.
That's very nice.
So anyways, that's some cool stuff that I like, and you should put it in your bag too because I like it.
The end. Okay, number five. This the fifth piece of gear you need to have is solar gear.
Solar gear.
Let's go solar. So there's all sorts of solar gear, and obviously in an SHTF situation, it becomes
my phone dead yet?
Very valuable. No, it's still good, man. Cool. Very valuable because when there's no power, which means there's no light and there's no way to charge your phone, and that means there's no Instagram and crap, and no Twitter, and Tinder.
No Amazon Prime.
Can't shop. But if you have some solar devices, you can get by with them. If you got them. Mm-hmm. So some of the ones that I would say you want to have is a solar light. And there are several solar lights that I really like. And let me show you what they are.
Can I hold them?
You can go hold it. This is the Luminade. This is one we got from BattleBox. Cool. Very cheap. I think you can get the Luminade for freaking nothing, dude. What do I write that in there? I didn't even write it down. But it's like under $15 you can get one of these Luminades. And basically,
that's not nothing.
Yeah, bro, pretty much.
There's
like one sandwich at Arby's.
That's mozzarella sticks.
Yeah. So you push the button, you see how it lights up. But what you can also do is blow it up.
Yeah.
Show them
explosive wise. Actually pump it up.
Yeah. So it becomes like a big puffy ball, and you hang it in the tree, and everybody enjoys it.
It's got one of the strongest buttons you will ever see.
Indestructible buttons on it as well.
Yeah.
It's a very cool solar light, and it floats in the water. If it falls in the lake, it'll just float. Look all pretty out there, and you take pictures of it.
Look, someone lost their solar light.
Someone lost their solar light. Poor soul. I'm going to swim out there and get it.
Prepper upstream.
They've been around here lately.
Pierce has always lost his solar light.
Kids
have played with this so much that it barely charges anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But it's a fantastic little light for a really cheap price.
All right. Jacoby cheap, which is 15.
Yeah.
Under 15.
So another one is like a hybrid light, something like this. This is a flashlight type. So this is solar, but it also will charge as well. It charges mobile devices with a USB port. You want to show them that one, Cameron? Yeah. Hybrid light makes actually some really good gear. I have a hybrid light.
Don't we have the green one of this?
Yeah, we do. Yeah, yep. Mm-hmm. I have it in my window up in the kitchen, so at night, if I'm in there, I got a light. If the lights won't turn on.
Get a drink.
Go give me a nice water.
Need to change that refrigerator light.
So those are really nice if you're looking for somewhat
light has a ton of cool
somewhat stuff. Inexpensive solar flashlight. Those are pretty nice.
Those are real nice.
So the next one I want to show you is really, really cool. This is Saber Cal. So this is called
The
Goal Zero Torchlight 250. And so this is basically a solar flashlight, but it's also
250cc motorcycle engine in it.
It's also like a hand cranker. It does kind of, huh? It's also hand crank. It has several different types of lights on it, which is pretty dang cool. You got a spotlight, show Cameron on a spotlight. You got floodlight like this.
That's not
flood
a
on the
flood.
Back. Yeah, it is. Then you got red light.
If you want to run your own red light district.
That's sexy right there. So it's got a lot of cool stuff, but it also will charge your devices.
Shit.
And I'm gonna take that one actually up on the mountain as well to keep my phone charged and charge some batteries and whatnot.
That's a good idea.
So,
what you guys hunting?
Yeah.
Gotta be real quiet. Hold on, I'm charging my phone.
Trying to get an elk or something? I heard them bugling. So that's cool. You know what I mean?
This thing is cool. I do like
it. It's very cool.
It's like the same size as the drone battery.
I know. Yeah.
Maybe it is.
Very cool. Hybrid light also makes something that we got really cool that I don't have no more. But it's a Bluetooth speaker. It's also a light, and it's also a charger as well, a USB charger. So that's all solar as well. But there's a lot of other things you can get. You can get solar ovens for cooking with the sun. You can get solar showers for showering with the sun. And then you can get solar generators.
I love showering with the sun.
I actually do have a solar shower.
Do you?
I do.
You didn't tell me about that.
Well, maybe we'll show it to you later.
Okay.
So those are the types of solar things I think everybody should have at least one of those items.
I do like this a lot. This is great. This is real good.
I'm happy you enjoyed it.
I did.
Mm-hmm. Your turn.
All right. So I'm not carrying one of these right now, but number six would be a firearm. So for those of you that live in a glorious state like ours,
yeah,
you can just carry a firearm. But those of you that don't, sorry.
SOL, boys.
But. So the firearm, obviously, excellent for hunting.
Mm-hmm.
Great defense.
Sure.
Great offense, too.
Yes.
But I mean, it's like the ultimate self-defense, you know, item.
And it looks cool.
And it's way cool if you carry one.
Yeah.
Freaking awesome. But intimidating, you know?
Yeah.
People are going
to put a cigarette
you.
In your mouth, pull out your pistol.
Nobody maybe it's miss a you. Big silver 45 like Rick Grimes carries.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot that you could go into on this. You know, what type, what size, what, you know.
What type?
What color?
What size?
Well, you like a 22. Maybe you like a 22 buck mark. That's what I want.
Yeah. Oh, it is what you've been looking at that, haven't you?
Yeah, I just, you know, there's whatever. I don't even care. You know, you just have a weapon.
Move on. I don't even care.
Firearm. Defense. You know, you can hunt small game with it, depending. But anyways, this is America.
The setup I like with firearms, let me tell you.
Yeah.
So this is I think, is a really good setup for somebody for an apocalyptic situation. As well as just normal everyday situations. So I think everybody should have one of three types of guns. I think everybody should have a 22.
Yeah,
and,
I agree.
Know, it could be a pistol, it could be a rifle, whatever it is. 22, just because you're going to have really light, cheap.
So you're talking
ammo.
About all three of these?
Yeah. I'm just saying, this is a really good setup.
Okay,
that I
you're
like.
Going off a little bit.
I know, I am, but I don't really give a
okay,
shit.
I'm just saying.
Good gracious, man.
Well, no, I just don't want you to say that my notes are not efficient because I didn't know you wanted to go to this level of detail.
I think you're feeling a little defensive about it right now, and I don't like it.
No, I agree with you because I think my guns are the same.
Yeah, so a 22 of some sort, right? Mm-hmm. A shotgun.
I'd do 23, but that's fine. no, I'd do a 17.
A shotgun, and then some sort of long rifle, like a 223 AR or something like that. I think that's a really good rounded out setup
for a
prepper in some sort of SHTF situation.
Maybe you could go like I have. I have the over and under.
Yeah, you do, actually.
I have those a 22 on top.
Yep, those are fantastic.
20 gauge on the bottom.
Yep, those are nice.
I can't hit anything with it.
No, you
seriously,
can't.
Like the hardest gun I've ever shot.
Really?
It's just old, and I think it needs to. I mean, it needs to have bullets in it for one thing.
Yeah, every time I shoot it, I don't put bullets in it. Hard to hit nothing. All right.
I was afraid of going too far into this detail.
Okay, that's
so
good.
Thank
man.
You for that.
You're welcome. So the next thing is some sort of a water boiling system. I was going to go over like what types there are. There's like canister stove, there's liquid fuel stoves, and there's the alternative fuel stoves. Y'all pretty much know what
they
are.
What's the alternative fuel?
That's like wood.
Wood. That's not. That's genuine fuel.
It is. It really is. So there's a lot of different types out there. We've used a lot of these, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I guess we should say, why should you have to have one of these? Well, just for camping and stuff like that, they're really nice to have. But I think in an SHTF situation, to have a way to really easily boil water.
Yeah.
Obviously, because you're going to have
like
to boil water.
It's like a whole
water.
Other method to prepare your water.
Exactly. So you don't have to just build your own fire. And
of course, you've got a way to carry your water.
Yeah. But you're going to have to purify water. You're going to have to boil water to make all your dehydrated food. You know, it's going to be a really essential part to survival.
Yeah.
So boiling water is going to be really important. So you got to get a way to boil your water.
Yeah.
Okay. So one of the first ones I really like is a jet boil.
Yeah.
Have you used a jet boil?
Sure have.
So jet boil looks something like this. You can get these for like 100 bones where you can get them. Amazon, that's a good place to get them. They work on isobutane blend, and you get the canister for about $12, and you can boil about around 12 liters with one canister on those things. And you can boil water in like under 2 minutes with those. Maybe sometimes a little over. It just depends on the situation. But
prove it.
Yeah, I don't want to. So a jet boil, I think, is a really good way to go, and they're really popular.
Are you taking this one?
I'm not, actually. I'm not taking...
Oh, it's not that good?
No, it is. I have to take so much camera gear on my thing that I'm letting other people
he's
take those
just
types of things.
Not drink.
Yeah. I'm going...
You're not
going
to cook anything.
I'm not going to cook nothing.
You're just taking MREs, right?
Yeah. No. So the next one is one of those alternative fuel ones, and that's the BioLite.
I love the BioLite.
Yeah. I have it over there, but we don't need to get it out. We've done a video on this. We've done a review on this. So if you want to see like the full video of us unboxing it and using it, you can see it on our...
some drone shots.
Yeah. You can see it on our website and our YouTube and whatnot. But basically what it is, it uses just natural fuel. So it uses wood, and it has a little like battery on it. And it generates 3 watts of usable electricity and stores in its internal power bank for USB charging, and then actually the one we got has a little LED light that comes with it as well.
I was super impressed with it.
Yeah, it's
like,
cool.
The way that it gets hotter by the fans, you know, it's just
So it has, yeah, it has internal fans that keep
it's like
the,
a blast furnace.
Yeah,
man,
that keep the flame going, but it makes it basically like a smokeless fire.
Oh yeah, it's
which
so
is
nice.
Really, really cool.
I'm actually going to get the. And this is kind of not a real prepper thing, but I'm excited about it. They make that fireplace.
Yeah,
I'm gonna
camp
get it.
Fire stove.
It's
thing.
Cool. It's all mesh, so you can see the wood in it.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can also use it as like a.
Oh, so that's the fireplace. Yeah, they have a fireplace, and they also have like the camp stove.
Yeah, the camp stove's cool too.
Yeah.
But yeah, same thing, you know, it blows air into it, so the smoke, it's essentially smokeless, it puts off a bunch of heat, and you can cook on top of it.
Yeah. So, BioLite's really cool, it's like 2 pounds.
They have some sweet stuff.
It's kind of heavy, but the next one is the Teg stove. We did a video on this as well, it's like $160.
Is it like English?
Yeah, it's from over
there. It looks like
over
a
there.
Satellite.
But it uses, let's see, what kind of... fuel does that use? Butane? Like straight up butane, isn't it?
Yeah, butane's what we
yep. It's kind of heavy though, so I really probably wouldn't suggest that for like...
I should have brought that over.
I know. That's
it's
not
different. We have a video on it.
Yeah, so go check that out. The last one is a Coleman stove. Everybody, pretty much everybody has one of these. You know, you can get them for $30 up to $100 depending on how, you know, nice you want to get. But they're kind of heavy. They're like 6.5 pounds usually. Yeah. They use propane, those little bottles that are like $5 to $10. I don't know exactly how much they are. And everyone's used one.
Yeah.
So that's
Coleman's good. I've kind of like started to drift away from them. Like
the Coleman?
Yeah. I feel like some of their gear is pretty garbage.
Yeah.
Like,
some of it is. Yeah. Some of it's a little cheap.
But anyway.
Yeah.
That's some good stuff.
Good.
Number 8, communications. So a radio or satellite radio. So obviously you want to keep in touch with, like, you know, say you bug out, you want to know what's going on down there. You're not going to be able to live out in the middle of nowhere forever.
No.
I wish you could, but can't.
Okay. Mm.
You got to think about scavenging, starting up a riot.
Yeah.
You know, how are you going to communicate? And then you can dually, you know, cover a lot of different items with these devices, you know, like you can get a light, you get a charger. But yeah, anyway, communicate with your group, communicating with the outside world, you know, listening, hearing what's going on. Maybe it's safe now to come back into town.
This one feels like one of the hardest to me all the time.
It is. It's so like broad.
It's like, you know, you got to get a license to have a ham radio to really use it. You know what I mean?
No.
To get like a satellite phone, that's expensive.
Freaking way expensive. The cheapest I found,
mm-hmm.
what I was talking about now. The satellite phones, the cheapest one I could find was $580 for the phone, which is cheaper than our phones right now.
Yeah.
But it's just this freaking box.
Yeah.
You know, it's, they're not fancy. And then $40 monthly fee.
Good gracious, man.
So.
Yeah.
I mean, how long are those going to last when everything just goes chaotic and then the government, I mean, that's their primary way of communicating. I'm sure they're just going to kick everybody
off. Shut that down,
But yeah, I mean, if you really want the best coverage right now, and who knows how reliable it will be in whatever event, satellites are
I think
awesome
in most,
way. I'd love to have one.
Most short-term events is probably going to be pretty pretty reliable, I
would
think.
Right. So yeah, the ham radio, you can get, so if I looked at the top rated ones, and almost always that Baofeng or whatever.
Yeah.
The Chinese, is it Chinese made?
I have no idea.
Anyway, sounds great.
Mm-hmm.
But they're pretty sweet. I mean, I would have never thought you could get a ham radio that size.
Yeah.
You know, they're really.
Do we have one right here?
Yeah, I have one.
Just to kind of show them?
Yeah, so this is actually the ham radio that we got in a battle box, which is one of the sweetest boxes.
Wasn't it the
EMP box?
The EMP box, yeah.
So, yeah, this is a ham radio. What's really nice about the ham radios, I mean, if you... Oh, geez.
Oh, goodness.
If you know about the ham radios, I mean, this one can pick up, you know, AM and FM as well. You can listen to local stations, and then you can also use it to communicate, which is pretty sweet. So, these are awesome because you could do pretty much all of that with it. And then I think some of them have, like, light on them and everything like that, too. And they're really... light and they're tiny and they charge fast,
but again, the downfall is you have like right now
to communicate
to use them, you have to have a license.
Yeah,
you can listen, but you can't really, you know,
exactly
put anything out.
So the more common thing, just the more basic type of radio. This one is, we actually got this in a battle box too. This is on Amazon. It's pretty cheap. I think the Voyager is $50. So this is, I really like this radio. It's got, so you can use batteries in it. You can also, this little solar charger will give you enough power to, you know, just listen to the radio. You don't need to do much with it other than that. Got an antenna. And then you've got, is this one dead? It is dead. It's got lights, LED lights, so you can set it up in your tent or whatever, and you know, you've got that. Then you've also got ports to charge, because on the side it's got a crank charge.
Yeah.
I mean, they've put everything into this bloody thing.
Yeah, it's just so nice to have all those different features.
Yeah, so you got a light there, you got lights back there, you've got solar light here, you've got a crank here, and then you've also got 7 weather bands. So that's another thing, you know, you could listen, you know, if you're trapped.
I think this one, you can actually set it to automatically turn on when there's weather alerts from NOAA. Yeah, because it's an NOAA radio,
right?
Oh, yeah,
yep, it is.
So.
And then, yeah, you just select your power source and how you want it to work. And then you've got weather, FM, AM, and then, yeah, you've got your, what's the SW, I forget all of a sudden. Anyway, a shortwave. You got two shortwaves, so if somebody's broadcasting from a local town, you can pick it up on this. So these are awesome. For the price, I mean, it's hard to
There's a lot kind of in that price range. Yeah. A lot of different options, but obviously this one's a really good option. Yeah. We've used it.
I think I have two other ones at home. I found this one to have the most.
Yeah,
and it weighs pretty much the least of.
Well, I've got one of these, and I've also got one of those really cheap wind up ones that are like this big that have a light and and the radio on it.
So, anyways, that's a good one to go with. But anyways,
yeah.
Either way, you really want a way to communicate with the outside world, or at least listen to what's going on in the outside world.
I agree.
And then the other kind of unique one is the mesh. The Gotenna mesh. We did a video on these as well. So these are really kind of different. I like the idea a lot, but you have to have kind of a network. And I mean, the more people that use them, the better, because you're bouncing off there. You're basically relaying off these. So they work on a, was it UHF?
I think
uses UHF radio waves, which is some weird high tech military.
Something like that.
But yeah, so these, you know, you use your existing phone, and you just download the app, and it's like a texting, you don't need your cell
data,
service.
Yeah.
You don't need any,
don't need Wi-Fi. You don't need
anything
like
that. So as
long
as these are up and they're, you know, you have one on you, and you could put one on a tree, and then you could put another one down in your, you know, down in town, and you can bounce off from them, and just, you'll get texts and, and messages and alerts and everything, and you don't have to have any of those services, and it's not going to bog down those, you know, like we've talked about, the cell services and all those are going to be completely overwhelmed in any event.
You know, these are good for everyday situations too. Like they say, you know, if you're going on a cruise, you know, you have no data out in the middle of freaking nowhere.
Yeah.
Like you have two of you have each one of those on a cruise, and you can text back and forth.
That's a really
all
good
the time.
Idea. I never thought about that.
Yep.
So anyway, these are awesome. They have two different styles. These are the more expensive ones, and they run, I think I put it in here, $150 to $200.
Yeah.
So I've seen them on sale, you know, around $175, but these are awesome. These are unique, and I think having this and like a radio is keep you pretty well rounded.
Trying to cover a few different bases, yeah. Cool. I like that. Number 9, cordage. And obviously, we talk about this all the time, paracord, you know, for first aid, for, you know, slings, tourniquets, you know, rescue lines, fishing, makeshift snowshoes. We talked about that before, if you remember. Hammocks, you know, all those other types of things that you can do with paracord. I mean, just putting stuff on your pack, you know, tying it down. Shelters, you know, makeshift shelters if you have a tarp or something like that. There's so many different things. But the one survival paracord that I really, really like is the Titan Survivor Cord. Yeah, this stuff is freaking awesome. Basically, it's the standard mil-spec 5040, I think is what it is, 7-strand Type 3 550 cord. But it also has a 25-pound monofilament fishing line in there. It has a strand of brass wire. You know, you can do snares, and it's a conductive line. And it also has a strand of wax jute for starting fires.
Wow.
It's pretty freaking amazing. So you got like 100 feet of that for like $25. I think everybody should have 100 feet of that stuff right there.
Yeah.
It's so awesome for
all
bug out bag, or for an EDC or a get home bag. There's so many different things you can do with that, and it will save your butt in lots of different situations. So go check that out. I think you can get it on Amazon, or I think Titan even has a website. You can go check them out. It's like $25.
That's awesome.
Well
just
worth
have it all in one
but,
thing.
You know, you can go get any type of paracord for super
Walmart
cheap.
Walmart carries paracord.
Walmart, they do. Exactly. So just get some paracord because it's really important.
Yeah. Shelter building, tying up hostages.
Yep.
Animals, making corrals.
Yeah, exactly.
Trip line. Defense perimeter.
Yeah.
A million things.
Yeah,
million
so
things.
Many different things.
A noose. If things get bad.
If things just, you know.
You're done.
It looks bleak and you're finished.
I'm not going to cut my throat.
No. Can you imagine hearing yourself with paracord? Oh, my gosh.
This is durable.
Sounds horrible, man. Yeah.
And then number 10 is obviously you need a first aid kit. I could get off on this forever.
You're just so good.
There are so many kits out there. Like when I was doing this, I'm like, I'm just going to take a peek at Amazon. And it's just like
kit after kit after kit.
Yeah. There's just like 23 pages of these kits, yeah. You know? And I mean, if you don't have a kit, just get one. Cause it doesn't matter. The basic stuff, bandages and stuff are going to be useful and you need them. And if you don't want to compile all that yourself, then just do it. All of them are about the same. Most of them have the same crap in there. That's not going to be very great. But I would suggest you kind of build your own kit, you know, get some quality bandages in it, quality band-aids, some little med packets.
We did, we wrote an article a long time ago on the website that has like your perfect bug out bag aid kit.
That's still there.
That's a good thing to look at for a bug out bag first aid kit. It has all the items listed out. In the book, we also kind of list out the
And a lot of the
items.
Prepper websites, you can find a kit that they say like the ultimate kit. And it's just better because you get better quality stuff and you know what's in that pack. You know, it'd be good to inventory it. But, I mean, there's nice ones out there. If you're going to go for a good one that's including like suturing and trauma and stuff, you're looking at like, you know, $150, $200.
There's a few companies out there doing it. Like the MyMedic does some really cool.
What was the little rollout one? That one actually had some pretty good
stuff. The 12 Survivors.
12 Survivor, yeah. Check that
That's
out.
Relatively cheap. But
it is.
What's that noise?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, no. Cam's phone's going off or something. First aid kit. But, you know, kind of like you always say, too.
My dad tried to call me.
Make sure that you're not putting stuff in there that you don't really even know how to use.
Right.
Right? I mean, just stuff that's actually useful for
you. Exactly. Because most of those are full of, you know, little random wipies and stuff that's just like, you know, it's not bad to have it. But if you're really trying to conserve weight and you're wanting to have like a medical strictly for the things you need. Because, I mean, like the one that I had on me when we went, when you had that little cut, like it was just like, I was digging through like bee sting oil.
Exactly.
Peppermint breath spray. I'm like, what is this? So you just kind of, you can eliminate those things so you can get to what you need, which is most often like, you know, laceration stuff or, you know, burns and things
gauze
like that.
And all that kind of
good
stuff.
The one that I have in my truck, I actually kind of like it. I like the case. You know, it's a little first aid kit that's got a zipper.
Oh, yeah.
And it's
it like a hard shell
open.
Case.
Yeah, that
thing.
One's actually nice. And then, what's that one that we got from, it has like the snake badge. What was his name?
I know what you're talking about, but I can't remember.
I can't remember either.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's you can usually tell like the quality and what it has in it, but yeah, build your own. That's what I'm
build
saying.
Your own. Build your
own. You can get tons of that stuff cheap and it's all available on Amazon. You don't have to have a medical license to get like 90% of it, which is pretty surprising. So, And
that
is a stop.
Yeah, no, you're good. Just keep going. Do your survival boxes, bro.
Are you sure? Can you get it?
Yeah, I'll get it.
All right. Before we get to the review.
You're good. Keep going.
I wonder why it stopped.
Just keep going, bro.
No, I'm just wondering. Is it dying?
No, just keep going.
Stop talking to me like that. So, survival boxes. I want to take a minute. Tell you guys,
do it
first of all. Just go and freaking get one. Don't even think about it.
I won't.
So, survival boxes are the only subscription box packed with all of the essential survival supplies that you need to prep for surviving disasters, emergencies, or your next outdoor adventure. There are many different boxes to choose from, so you can order the survival food, water, and gear required for your survival plan.
No doubt.
Sign up today to get survival boxes delivered to your doorstep every month.
Mm-hmm.
No contracts, cancel anytime. Also, check out the new Mega Survival Box. Six days worth of survival
food,
we need
to get
water,
one.
And water purification and filtration storage. All packed into one gigantic survival box. Use promo code CASUALPREPPERS for 10% off your first box on any subscription or store order at survivalboxes.com.
Dang. Go check out Survival Boxes, guys. Use our code.
6 days. I still want to see that box.
Yes, sir.
Survival Box Trigger Edition, and I want it.
We do have a review today. We got the latest Hunt Vault, and we're always excited when we're getting Hunt Vault because, good gracious, they send us cool stuff every single time. And if you guys want to get your own Hunt Vault, if you're a hunter, or if you're looking to be a hunter, or if you're thinking about being a hunter, go check out Hunt Vault. Use our code Casual Preppers.
I want to be a hunter.
Yeah, you do. Use our code Casual Preppers, and you're gonna find some really, really, really cool stuff. So did you find the little the card in there? And I'll read that card off for you. There she is. Hunt Vault Elite Box, May 2018. The first thing is the Drake Waterfowl Blind Bag 2.0. Tree stand pattern, HV exclusive, $80 value. So it's basically, yeah, there you go. It's, oh no, it's the bag. It's the bag that you just pulled out a minute ago.
Oh, yeah.
There it is. Yeah. Freaking nice bag, man.
Really nice bag.
Has like some waterproof liners in it.
Oh, dang.
Thermo jacket sleeve. Oh my goodness. Gun case loops. All this types
man,
of cool
sweet.
Stuff. It's a freaking sweet little bag for lots of different things. The next thing, here, I'll just put it over here because you can't see nothing now. The Wicked Tree Gear Bone Utility Saw, and we've got, I think, this is like the fourth one of these things we've gotten. They're nice saws, though. They're nice little hand saws.
Is it inside this little box?
I don't know. It should be in there somewhere.
Oh, no way.
You've heard us talk about these before, but we...
I just gave one away.
Yeah. Oh, did you really?
I gave it to my father-in-law for Father's Day.
There you go.
Oh, this one's yeller.
Yeah, it's a cute one, isn't it? Ain't gonna lose that sucker.
I love these, seriously. Yeah. Like, I've cut PVC with them, cut wood with them, cut stuff with
cut
them.
Cut the cheese with them.
Cut turkey.
Yeah, all that kind of stuff. Those are cool. Next thing is Duck Commander Cut 'em Call Lanyard. So basically, it's a lanyard for hanging. If you're a duck hunter, put all your duck calls on there and you can quack all day long. Next thing is the Apex Gear BC Attitude Bow Stabilizer. So if you're a bow hunter, this is a fantastic little stabilizer, and it's the Bone Collector brand.
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah. Put that on your bow, and it will stabilize nicely.
That's real nice.
$27 value. Man.
Wow.
Lots of freaking good stuff in this. Camel Systems Premium Ultralight Net. So if you're looking to, you know, put up a blind or cover
awesome.
Up some stuff, yeah, you got some nice camo netting. Next thing is a Firefield T300 Plus Tactical Flashlight, $24 value. And I don't care who you are, you can't get enough tactical flashlights.
Oh, I'm like addicted to these now, too.
I know, dude.
I want good flashlights.
Yeah, and then the last thing is the Commander T-shirt. Bullet T assorted, $20 T-shirt. Cameron's going to look so cute in it, and I can't wait to see him. Can't wait, Cameron.
It's large, big boy.
It's for the big boys. And that's cool. So anyways... If you guys want to check out Hunt Vault, go to huntvault.com, put in our promo code Casual Preppers. You get yourself a sweet little discount, and you're going to
they
be happy about it.
They are completely worth checking out.
They absolutely
like,
are.
If you're a hunter,
you're
going to be super happy with them.
Yes, sir.
It's time for the quick and dirty medical tip.
All right, since we're talking about items, I thought that I would add some unique items. So when you're putting together your medical kit, these are some things that I use at work that I love. I think they're like some of the greatest technology in medicine. So let's get to it. Number one, Adaptic. I wish I would have brought some home to show you guys. So
it sounds cool.
So all of these things that I'm talking about on here can be bought on Amazon.
Seriously?
Yeah, all of it. Which is like I didn't know that. I actually went
and now you know.
Now I know, and I'm gonna buy me some. So Adaptic is this. It's like a it looks like a screen on, you know, on your window.
Uh-huh.
It's like a real lightweight fiber mesh that's, it's got, I'm trying to think what's the word. Basically, it's soaked in Vaseline, kind of.
Oh, yeah, I think I've seen
that
stuff.
So you just lay it on top of, like, burns and wounds,
yeah.
And nothing will stick to it.
That's cool. Yeah.
So then you can wrap it all up, and it keeps it kind of moist, and it's sterile. Mm-hmm. And then when you change the bandage, you know, that little mesh piece comes off. So,
and it doesn't, like, stick and, like,
yeah,
rip
not
that
at all. It's
crap
like,
off.
It's
yeah.
freaking amazing. So Adaptic, $23 will get you a box of, like, I think four or five.
Oh, cool.
But nice. That stuff is awesome. Like, definitely get that. If you're building a sweet kit, this is stuff that you will not regret getting. Number two is Duoderm. So Duoderm is a – it's like a vinyl poly, I don't know, I can't even remember what it's made out of, but it seriously looks like skin, like it's tan, and it like it's adhesive, and you cover up wounds, and it's uh-huh. like if you have an open wound, and it's just like, you know, seeping or draining, you just tack that stuff right over it.
Just
and,
right directly
and
on it?
It's like a thick rubber, yeah.
Whoa, that's
like
weird.
Like we had like patients that have like these knee wounds and stuff that are handicapped and like crawl on their hands and their knees. They get like these wounds and they don't ever heal. We just put those Duoderm because it's this thick like rubber and it attaches and it's sterile inside and it helps actually heal the wound. That stuff's awesome. I actually thought it was like $300 for a box of like four, but nope. Little thin ones you can get on Amazon, a box of four of them for $25.
Dude, that's cool.
It's probably some generic brand. Duodeme.
Duodeme. Compared to Duoderm.
Triboderm. The other things you can get, I have people asking all the time, can I get syringes? Is there a problem with that? You can get a variety of syringes, like 60cc, 20cc, 10cc.
Like a variety pack?
Yeah.
Ooh.
And it comes with like different
mystery pack syringes.
You can get a big old pack on Amazon for $9. I'm hoping they're sterile. I don't know. You can, I mean, having a variety of those, you know, the bigger ones for aspirating or like just, you know, squirting water into wounds to irrigate them out. You want the bigger ones.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, maybe you do have some medicines and stuff that are injectable or diabetic. Yeah, you can buy all that stuff on Amazon, which is surprising, $9.
Yeah, that's cool.
Obviously, gloves, they're going to be super important for like millions of things. You just get those nitrile or latex gloves. You can get a box of them anywhere, and they're really cheap. They have this, the one thing I like, so Steri-Strips, I love those because they're like, they have like a fiber in them, so they're good. I mean, if you have this wound that's not terribly, you know, gaping and you don't need to suture it, maybe you don't have glue, Steri-Strips are awesome, you know, because they're kind of fibrous and they're super tacky.
And that basically holds a wound kind of closed.
Yeah, so there's little strips and you can get them in all sizes, like quarter to eighth of an inch, 16th. I mean, they're really small. You can cut them to fit. I definitely recommend having those in your pack. They're way better than butterfly bandages.
Are they?
The other thing that you want to go along with them that you can buy online too, so you can get a box of Benzoin tincture.
Uh-huh.
It's like this, it looks like a caramel colored, like adhesive that you rub on your skin.
Yeah.
So you rub it, you know, above and below the wound, and then your Steri-Strips, they will not come off.
Oh, like, really? So it just helps it stick.
Yeah, big time.
Like, but Steri-Strips themselves are like sticky, right?
Yeah. So you do that and that. I always do that, and the stuff does not. I mean, they do that in surgery too. So
yeah.
And you can get all that online. And then the last thing is Tegaderm. So if you've ever had an IV, you know, that little saran wrap plastic that they put over it that seals it, that's Tegaderm.
Oh.
$15 will get you like five or six of those.
And do they just use that for IVs and stuff, basically?
They do mostly to keep it so it's crystal clear, like saran wrap, but it's real super sticky, adhesive. Yeah. Like it's hard to get it off. But yeah, you get an IV in or, you know, you have like a small wound, you can even use it to just tape over the top to hold it in place and both to keep it sterile and clean.
Nice.
So those things they're amazing. And a lot of people don't know you can get them online. I actually didn't know you could get them online. So
check those out. That's
I really
cool.
need to put a list on the, on our website. Yeah. Like this would take me 5 minutes to put on and some links.
Yeah, you got
to
do a little article.
So I'll do, so look for an article that's going to say, you know, some essential wound management supplies.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all we have today, guys.
Yeah, we're freaking done.
Appreciate you guys subscribing and listening to the podcast. Appreciate everybody who is watching on Instagram and Facebook today and also y'all on YouTube. Make sure you subscribe on all those places, like, subscribe, all that kind of stuff. And we'll see you next time.
Yeah.